This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yelp is adding a new feature, alerts on the pages of businesses where customers or employees have reported racist incidents. The company says it's taken a stand against racism, but as Marketplace's Eric Barris reports, there are some things that could go wrong here.
One thing that could go wrong has already gone wrong for Yelp in the past, says Yorgos Zerbas, a professor at Boston University who studies online platforms.
When a consumer types a review, there isn't someone from Yelp looking behind their shoulder to make sure that, you know, they actually went to the restaurant, ate at the restaurant, and whatever they report on Yelp happened.
The company has had to deal with false reviews that have inflated or deflated ratings for businesses. And inaccurate reviews can have a real effect, says NYU marketing professor Scott Galloway.
There are certain actions and behavior that stick with an individual or a company, regardless of the veracity of those accusations.
Yelp says it will verify the new racism alerts by checking for news stories that support users' complaints. It's not clear how Yelp will determine whether a news story is credible. And even then, Arante Bennett, a business professor at Villanova University, says there will still be a lot of blind spots.
Places like small towns where these kinds of incidents might not make the news or get any coverage, so the Yelp team can't verify that kind of misbehavior.
Yelp says there's been an increase in posts calling out racist behavior. Arante Bennett says Yelp's racism label will have the power to change consumer behavior, but not necessarily for the better in every case.
I can easily imagine a scenario where a white supremacist sees this badge or actively seeks out this badge in order to spend money in places where they've had an evidenced history of being discriminatory.
And that, too, is something that could go wrong with Yelp's new racism label. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.